Okay, thank you for holding. Sir, the call came right back to me. That means another escalation shoot supervisor is not available. They might be at lunch, but you can call back later on to request one. But as of now, and today is the 13th, the 9th, that's 4 days ago, the order was sent to the warehouse, but it is still in process. Within 5 to 10 days, they're going to send you a tracking number from the 9th of that shipment en route. But yeah, if you want to, you can call back a little later. The other supervisors will be in.
Yeah, I guess I just picked the wrong thing to do. I'm just stunned. I ordered on the 24th. You tell me that I didn't really do that, that I ordered on a different
No, I did not. I said that it was processed on October the 5th.
You said it hasn't been 3 weeks because the order wasn't put in until the 5th. That's what you told me.
Yes, but that was correct.
No,
that is correct.
But I ordered on the 24th.
And it took from the 24th to October 5th for processing. They got the order on the 5th.
So it takes that long?
No, it doesn't take. I don't know how long it takes, but as soon as they process it, they put it in the system. So this happened on October 5th.
I want to
be clear, because I'm not calling anyone a liar, because I don't know if you're lying or not. But I'm taking what you said and I'm reading what's on your account.
Yeah, well, here's the deal, is that I have a document here. Would you like me to send it to you? What's your email
address? No, sir. I'm not going to give you my email address.
Well, you can give me your give me your email address at work. What's your work email address? Or do you have a customer service email address? I'll send you what I've got. And it says the 24th. So
oh, yes.
In my mind, as a customer, I place the order on the 24th. Period.
Yes, sir.
That's a fact. That's
yes,
a fact.
Sir. That is a fact.
That's right. And so,
because you said
now
that
we are getting close. What's that?
Yes, sir. How else can I help you?
I want you to tell me when I'm going to receive my product. That's all.
Okay. We would know within 5 to 10 days. You should have that tracking number.
That's ridiculous. I'd like to have somebody at your office call me. I'll give you my phone number.
You can send the email to customer service, the corporate escalation email for callbacks, customerservice@eaglemoss.com.
When will I expect to hear from them?
They respond within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, very good. I will call back later today. You can let everybody know there that I'm calling. All right? I hope you do retain these calls for purposes of training, because this is
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you should review this. I've worked in call centers. I've never been talked to like this. And this may be the reality you live under, that's the way your business does business. But from a customer's perspective, it's unsatisfactory. And it doesn't, you know, I've got this order in. It's my son's birthday. It's obviously going to be late. No one seems to care about that except me.
We do care about
fine.
It, but we can't process it faster. I do apologize.
I understand your hands are tied. You can only say what they say. But from a consumer's perspective, you got to say that not giving a customer a realistic expectation of delivery only leads to an unsatisfied customer. So that also is a fact, and I am. So I will send this on to Eagle Moss at customerservice@eaglemoss.com or whatever that email address is. I can get it off the website so that, you know, the next person who looks at it will understand that I'm telling the truth when I say something has been shipped. The order was placed on the 24th of September, and then I will call back your office later on today and talk to somebody else, and maybe I can get some more information. Because the girl on the 5th said, Mr. Perino, we will expedite this. I am going to raise this. I'm going to tag this to expedite it, to make it to give it more visibility, she said. To make
and
sure
she probably did do that. But but shipping issues are uncontrollable. We can only request what you're asking. Actually, until the warehouse gets the product ready and ships it out, they're going to give. That's when they're going to send you that tracking number. No matter how many escalations, no matter how many times you call, the shipping issues are still the same. It's not crazy business, unpredicted COVID situations, but we're trying to handle.
I mean, I understand that excuse. I'm in business too,
and that's not an excuse. I don't give excuses.
Well, it is an excuse. So you can call it a reason, an excuse. It is,
reason. That is the reason. Okay, so not an excuse.
I'll give you. Yes, so I understand that. So then you tell the customer that up front. You put it right on your website that our typical shipping time is 4 weeks or whatever it is.
But actually, the typical shipping time is undetermined, sir.
But your order processing time itself took over 2 weeks.
Yes,
and
sir.
And that isn't associated. So why don't you just say that it takes 2 weeks to process your order?
And that's not correct on every order. That's not correct on every order. We can't do that unless it's correct on every order.
Well, why is it that way on this order?
You might want to ask the customer service escalation email. I don't know, sir.
Yeah. All right. I'm not happy. I'll just tell you that right now. I think you understand that.
I do apologize.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, you can't. I'm sorry that that's the case, but no, you can't.
Oh, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.